Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Christopher Bartlett. It is December 28th, 2007. I've been absent for quite a while. Had some major equipment problems, which have now, I believe, been solved. I wanted to bring to the attention of all of you podcasters a cool little piece of software I heard about on Inside Home Recording. This piece of software is called the Levelator, and you can get it at http://www.conversationsnetwork.org/levelator. That's LEVELATOR. This is a free piece of automated audio engineering software that was produced by someone working in conjunction with the Conversations Network, which is a podcast aggregator, well, aggregation of various public events and that sort of thing that they have gone out and recorded and produce as podcasts. And what the Levelator does is to automate the process of compressing and limiting your levels so that you can take a spoken word file, such as this one, and you can run it through the Levelator. There are no settings or controls to have to learn about on the Levelator. So if you are not somebody who is deeply fascinated by playing around with compressors or limiters or equalizers, this may be a good tool for you, as it is a very automated process. You drag a file onto the interface, it produces an output file with the same file name, but with output appended. So I have a sample file which I'll play for you, which is called levelator.wave. And when I ran that through the program, it produced a file called levelator.output.wave. It should be noted that this program works only on .wav files. It does seem to work on both 16 and 24 bit. So for you R09 users who record in 24 bit, or those of us who are recording in sonar, that sort of thing, that's a good thing. I don't know if it can handle sampling rates above that, as that's what my current equipment limit is, but I suspect it probably can. Now, a moment ago, I mentioned in passing that the way you use this program is to drag a WAV file onto its interface. Well, this is an operation that's a bit touchy. It's, you know, depending on how your windows are configured, it can be more of a pain than it's worth. So I actually found a very cool workaround, which will also work, I suspect, for other applications with this kind of interface, where you're supposed to drag a file onto it. And what you do is you go to the program, so in this case, levelator.exe, and however you wish to do this in your screen reader, you click on the contact or the right-click menu, the applications menu, and one of the options there is to create a shortcut. So you create a shortcut, and then you copy this shortcut into a folder under the Documents and Settings, your username, Send to Items. So for instance, my Windows drive is C, so the path would be C:\Documents and Settings\Christopher Bartlett\Send to, I believe is what it is, Send to or Send to Items. Putting a shortcut in this folder means that when you bring down the application menu on a file, and you choose Send To, and under normal circumstances you'd have things like compressed, zip file, desktop, that sort of thing, The shortcut that you have appended now becomes part of that send to menu. So, if I take a file called levelator.wav, hit my applications key, you know, the one between the right Windows key and the right control key, and go to send to, and then from the submenu that appears under send to, I choose levelator, it has the same effect as though I took the file and dragged it onto the levelator interface. The levelator opens and begins processing the file automatically. While the file is being processed, the levelator interface is on screen. In JAWS, at any rate, it does not reveal a whole lot. If I turn on the JAWS say all mode, that is the screen echo for all, which to you in JAWS is the JAWS key plus S, and I'm sure there are other keystrokes for Window Eyes and HAL and that sort of thing which do the same thing. It will at least track the progress of the file. This thing runs at anywhere from 2 to 5x, meaning it processes the file about 2 to 5 times as fast as playing the file in real time. So a 10-minute file might take 2 to 4 or 5 minutes to process. And then, as I said before, you simply have this file, which is the output file, which has the compression and limiting applied. So what I'm going to do at this point is I'm going to play a sample file that I created, and then I will play the output file so you can hear the difference, and then I'll come back and give you some more commentary. This is a test output file for the levelator. Right now, I'm speaking about 3 inches away from my microphone, and this is probably what will end up being about the test level. Now I'm going to move away. Now I'm speaking approximately 18 inches from my microphone. In the normal course of things, there's a substantial drop-off in mic pickup sensitivity, but the levelator will probably correct for this. Oops. As another test, I'm now speaking closer to the mic, maybe a foot, but I'm speaking at a very high off angle, and this is being a cardioid mic. Obviously, its sensitivity is less. Now I'm speaking from 5 or 6 feet away from the microphone. So again, if the levelator does its job, it will compensate for this. And we should be able to, you should hear a relatively small difference in the level of my voice. This is a test output file for the levelator. Right now, I'm speaking about 3 inches away from my microphone. And this is probably what will end up being about the test level. Now I'm going to move away. Now I'm speaking approximately 18 inches from my microphone. In the normal course of things, there's a substantial drop-off in mic pickup sensitivity, but the levelator will probably correct for this.
Oops.
As another test, I'm now speaking closer to the mic, maybe a foot, but I'm speaking at a very high off angle, and this is being a cardioid mic. Obviously, its sensitivity is less. Now I'm speaking from 5 or 6 feet away from the microphone. So again, if the levelator does its job, it will compensate for this. And we should be able to, you should hear a relatively small difference in the level of my voice. So there you have a demonstration of the levelator. As you can tell, the difference in levels was pretty dramatic between the uncompressed audio and the compressed audio. I think that for some applications, this would be fantastic. For instance, if you were recording a panel discussion, and you only had one microphone, if you've done this before, you know that there are often times when one speaker will be much louder than another, and so you're constantly riding the volume level on your playback device in order to not miss anything and not be blown away when the person closest to the mic is speaking. The levelator would seem to be an ideal application for this. There's not much detail on what it actually does. The website says that it is not a compressor, is not a limiter, but incorporates features of these as well as other sound-shaping technologies. It's not all that clear to me what it is supposed to exactly do, but it appears to be at least a compressor with a fairly low threshold in that it does seem to bring up pretty low sounds to a level that's at least approximate to the level that you're looking for. Clearly, this is a better tool for speech than it would be for music, because in general, the dynamic levels of speech, it would be less desirable to have them be too extreme. Whereas with music, unless, of course, it's that horrible popular crap we've all been forced to listen to for the last 10 years, but don't get me started on the compression wars. Anyway, if it's music you want to preserve more of the dynamic range of the piece, and, you know, softs and louds are perhaps more important. But particularly for spoken word informational pieces, such as are a lot of these podcasts, it's a tool that is quite easy to use, and if you are one of those people who does not necessarily care about knowing everything there is to know about audio recording technology, or are one of those people for whom the art of compression is black magic and smoke and mirrors, and, you know, probably involves a bargain with infernal powers to get it right. We often wonder about you, Neil. Anyway, this is definitely an easy way to achieve a pretty good effect. A caveat, though, as with any compression, it's going to bring up the background noise level because it's bringing up the sensitivity of the input. It's effectively making your mic seem hotter if it's processing a signal that's below the nominal level. So if you have a noisy background, this is going to force you to do more correction or accept a higher noise floor. And this tool does seem to be pretty good about picking up, or pretty good about amplifying the background noise as well as the main signal that you're trying to amplify. Now, I'm using a condenser microphone in an untreated room with a computer that's not shielded, so there's some degree of background noise you're going to get. I have done some equalizing to try to remove the worst offenders of that. So to review, this tool is available at http://www.conversationsnetwork, all one word, no punctuation, .org/levelator. It is free. It's available for Windows, Mac, and Linux, which is pretty cool in and of itself. It's a small download, and the installation process is ye olde typical Windows installer dialogue, so there shouldn't be any accessibility issues there. I hope this has been of some use to you, and I'll wish all of you, by the time you hear this, it's very possible it will be, a happy beginning to your 2008. If you have any further questions about this piece of software or about anything else I might talk about, you can send me email to Bridgeweaver, B-R-I-D, GEWEAVER, at CanFusion, KHANFUSION.net.